Let's ask the real question. If Jesus was truly God, part of a Trinity, why was God weak enough to be beaten, tortured, and hung by his own creation? According to Christian belief, humans, his own creation, arrested him, spit on him, nailed him to wood, and killed him? Think deeply. Is this how you define God? A creator who can't control his own enemies? A God who can't defend himself, let alone others? A father who watches his son suffer and doesn't stop it? In nature, even animals fight to protect their young. A lioness will risk death for her cub. A bird will attack a giant if you go near her nest. Even insects show more instinctive protection than this Trinity God narrative. So ask yourself, why didn't this so-called God the Father punish the enemies who killed his son? Why didn't nature rebel? Why didn't the skies fall? Why was the entire event, if true, a display of human victory over God? Because it's not the truth. This entire idea shows a God who is weak, defeated, and dependent. But that is not the real God. The real God is Allah, the one who gives breath when you sleep, the one who controls your heartbeats without your permission, the one who says be, and it is. Allah doesn't need to come down. He doesn't need a son. He doesn't get crucified. He doesn't lose. He doesn't forget. He is not like creation. He is above all limitations. There is nothing like unto him, and he is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. Quran, Surah Ashura, 42:11. Stop underestimating the one who created the universe, galaxies, stars, atoms, DNA, and even the mind you're using to question him. Worship the real God, not the image of a defeated man nailed to wood. Return to La ilaha illallah. There is no God, no partner, no son, no image worthy of worship, except Allah.